Welcome to Dish Nation, everyone. Hey. So much to get to. Sherry, what tea are we sipping on today?
Okay, guys, we have another smash alert. And it has to do with a Kardashian who's finally dating an older man.
And you know, honey, we got to keep everything peachy with another Real Housewives of Atlanta report. Portia, did you get in some mess?
Not me, Gary. Anyway, also, this past weekend's Versus gave fans another battle, but this time it was Keisha Cole versus Time. We'll tell you about that a little bit later, but first, Brett, what you got?
Okay, y'all, talk about legendary. At the age of 43, Tom Brady is now headed to the Super Bowl for the 10th time, y'all. Wow. So last night, he got his greatest new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a ticket to the Super Bowl championship game. And check it out. If they win, this will be Tom's 7th Lombardi Trophy, which will be more than any other NFL player in history. Okay, everybody, wow. Now you know Tom at 43, he is like a machine. Will he ever stop? Do y'all think he'll win or what?
Yo, he'll never stop long as his body allows him to keep going. This dude makes so many sacrifices and doesn't eat so many of the things that we enjoy every day to keep himself in tip-top shape. You know what? This is the universe blessing him back for the sacrifice.
Yep. Dang.
I think this one's extra special because nobody expected him to do this leaving the New England Patriots.
Yeah, but the thing about it is a quarterback doesn't do anything but throw a damn ball, so everybody else do all the work, so of course he could be safe.
That's like the most important part, Gary.
Gary.
The most important part.
Gary,
this
stop.
Ain't God's Gary. Ball, okay?
Jesus.
Okay. All right, not only was the game something to see, but there was also a fight with my buddy Trey Songz. Yep, happened in Kansas City, y'all.
What?
The singer was in the stands watching the Chiefs game and somehow ended up in a major scuffle with police officers, and he got arrested.
Whoa.
It looks kind of bad for Trey, y'all. And, you know, people were saying he was just trying to calm some hecklers down. Poor guy, I saw the video, and it was not a good look. So what do you guys think?
We're going to go to the pen. First of all, the hecklers, black people don't heckle, so it must have been white people who've been trying to stop heckling. That's why they arrested him, honey, because he offended those people by trying to stop him. He's not going to the pen. Yeah, he going.
He's not going to the pen, Gary.
You know, but see, this is a problem. Why wasn't he in a box? Like, why was he down
Thank
there
you.
Anyway? Like, he
With
had so much to
right.
lose. It's almost like I feel like people would see him and just be acting obnoxious just for him to react. So he needed to be more protected. His
Fell
team shouldn't have never had him out there. Right.
Well, maybe there were no boxes available.
He got money. He could buy a box, hell.
He could buy
if
a box.
If there's no boxes available, you can't get a box.
Well, he should have been at an HBCU game. He would have had that problem, honey.
Not in the HBCU.
This is okay, it is time for a smash alert. It seems that Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker got a little something going on.
Oh, at least she was with a white man, child. That's cute, honey.
I like them together. Well, they're cute.
She literally gave the drummer some.
Fans noticed that they both posted pics of Kris Jenner's Palm Springs pool on their Instagram stories on the same day. So this seems that Travis has been trying to take things to the next level for a while, and they have a lot in common because the kids play play dates together. They go to the same church, so they equally yoke. What do y'all think?
I think they're cute together. I think he's the best. She's the best Kardashian for him.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, hell, she the best one.
I think it's gonna work too because, you know, the reality show just ended. She's no longer gonna have to live her personal life all the way in the public.
Right.
So what better way than to start a new relationship nice and private with a cute little drummer boy? I think this is gonna be everything.
Okay, honey. Everybody, it's time for another Real Housewives of Atlanta report. So before I start treating this, honey, let's wish Kenya, y'all, a Gone with the Wind happy 50th birthday, y'all. Miss Kenya Moore turned 50. But anyway, y'all, last night, honey, on the show, y'all, baby, Miss Kenya invited all the girls, honey, on a nice road trip to South Carolina. Hey, honey, I guess y'all, it was a little, honey, nice, but guess what? She had them bitches in Sprinters, honey. Yes, ma'am. They was in a Sprinter van, honey. But while y'all was in a stinky bus, honey, Kenya was laid out, baby, honey, in a private jet, bitch. Yes, honey, with her beautiful daughter, little Miss Brooklyn. Now, the nanny and the newbie, LaToya, honey, Ali, they were all there, but y'all didn't get an invite to fly. Portia, that was sad.
Oh,
And I don't like the way they treated Portia in a damn doggone Sprinter.
Like, I mean, I ain't expect to be on the jet with the girl, but I definitely would have expected her friends to be on the jet with her. That's what was crazy.
If she had hired a private jet, Portia, because private jets are expensive, and if she said, could y'all all chip in like $100 to come on a private jet, would you have done that?
$100? Hell yeah.
Yes, $100. I actually feel like if anybody knew it was an option, we would have taken the option or not. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even like that serious. It was the fact that you secretly... Yeah, it wasn't. It was so crazy because I'm the one who suggested a private jet, and then we ended up on the bus, and she ended up on a private jet. So I was like, how did
that happen? Get on the bus, Gus.
All right, y'all. Well, last week, R&B superstars Keisha Cole and Ashanti finally gave the people what they wanted in this wonderful versus battle.
Finally.
Finally.
But y'all, the fans were really upset, okay? Because they were upset. They had to sit down and wait forever, almost an hour and a half, for Keisha Cole.
They were late.
It had folks really mad and really confused. Like, the memes were just coming out super fast. Well, Keisha finally gave a reason for running late, and she issued an apology. Take a look.
I want to apologize. I should have just sat in the seat, no matter if I felt like, you know, the visual wasn't clear, or, you know, they said my music wasn't going to be right, or whatever it was. You know what I'm saying? I think that more so than anything, people wanted me to sit.
Be present.
It's better for them to see you there than not see you at all.
But you know what, y'all? Y'all gave Teddy Riley hell. Was it Teddy Riley who had technical difficulties?
It was because he was trying to do the most, Portia. Like, Keisha Cole was doing the least.
No, for
she
real,
wasn't even on camera. Right. At least be on camera so we can watch you struggle.
Right.
Yeah, but HK, don't nobody want to be struggling on camera. That's not, as an entertainer, you don't want to show your struggle. You want to come on perfect.
But Sherry, even if you came on camera and just hit the people with a pop lock and a wave, anything other than just looking at an empty chair. It was almost like when Clint Eastwood was at the RNC that year and he was talking to an empty chair.
Right.
That's what Instagram was doing that night.
Right.
Like, where are you, Keisha?
What's so crazy, head crack, is I wasn't looking at an empty chair because Instagram immediately put Bernie Sanders in her seat.
On the chair.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, sadly, we have to acknowledge the loss of two legends that we lost over the weekend. Broadcasting icon Larry King and baseball legend Hank Aaron.
Mm.
Now, Larry passed away on Saturday at the age of 87. His interviews were iconic. And of course, he always had his glasses and those suspenders. And Hall of Famer Henry Louis Hank Aaron, a.k.a. Hammer, who spent most of his career playing for the Atlanta Braves, also died at the age of 87. Now, Hank broke a lot of racial barriers and held the record for the most home runs of anyone in baseball history.
Yeah.
You know, about Larry King, he was one of the greatest interviewers. Do you know that he said in his autobiography he did no research on the people he was going to interview? He preferred for it to come out as a surprise. And I told him on The View, when he came on The View, I thought he was being lazy. He had a good laugh at that one.
And real quick on Hank Aaron, a lot of people may or may not know this, but MC Hammer, the rapper, actually got his name from Hank Aaron, who was also called The Hammer. And he really looked up to that dude, man. So those dudes definitely left a mark, man. Mayday legacies live on forever and ever, and we'll definitely keep you remembered. More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Welcome back. Hey. What are you dishing?
Good to see you. Well, what I'm dishing for you, Sherry, is Tommy Davidson. I love Tommy Davidson.
He's a friend of the show.
Tommy. Yes,
been in here.
Friend of the show, comedian.
Love him too.
Well, he shared a story on the Wendy Williams show about how one time J-Lo snubbed him at a party.
Mm.
Now, as you know, back in the 90s, Tommy Davidson was on In Living Color.
She was a fly girl.
And she was a fly. That's where J-Lo got her start.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
So Tommy shared that one day he saw her at an event, and when he spoke to her, she got all a diva-ish.
Whoa.
Take a look.
We were both at the little cracker and cheese table at some function. And I was like, girl, oh, man, you're blowing up. This is really cool. I had a carrot. I was about to eat the carrot. And she was like, yeah, and walked away. I was like,
wow.
Maybe something's wrong with this carrot.
Wow.
Do you think maybe J-Lo just didn't remember him?
No. Right? You know say what? That. J-Lo remembered him.
If you meet Tommy Davidson, stop. You never forget Tommy Davidson. Right. But what I do think is, you remember now when she was a fly girl and Tommy was on In the Living Color, he was on drugs really bad. And sometimes when you're on drugs or alcohol, you do some things that you don't remember you did. And it makes people... And so maybe when he went up to J-Lo, she remembered how he was and didn't want no parts of it. So she acted like she may not have remembered him.
What is the best way to snub somebody at a party if you really aren't interested in talking to them?
You know what, Frank? You know what I do when somebody comes up to me and I'm completely not interested? I look past him and I go, oh, hey, Heidi, I'm coming.
Hey, Sherry, it's so good to see you.
Exactly.
And then you come up to me and you're like, help me, get rid of this guy. Get rid of this guy, help me.
Oh, there you are. I'm coming.
Awesome. All right, well, Victoria Beckham is taking a trip down memory lane from her experience saying goodbye to the Spice Girls. She wrote a letter to her future self for British Vogue, and she claimed it was an Elton John concert that made her realize that she needed to uncover her own dreams and leave the group. So here's what she wrote to her future self. She said, he performed Tiny Dancer as if it were the first time, and you realize that this was like oxygen for him. It was a life-changing moment. While singing and dancing was fun for you, it wasn't your passion.
You've been watching lots of Bridgerton. Yeah, yes, thank good
you.
Job.
Yeah, I've been watching Bridgerton, yes. Yeah, thank you, my grace.
Her vagina really said that.
Yeah, my vagina's British.
So much Bridgerton, her vagina said that.
No, so this is the day that she ventured out on her own, because she was looking at Elton John going, God, this is what you truly love. You can just feel it. And she wasn't feeling that in the Spice Girls. So then she sort of got into the fashion world, which is what her big passion. Now, Frank, start us off. What would you say to your future self?
Actually, I did write a letter to my future self.
Oh, you did?
And I said, yes, I did. Okay. And I said, wear a condom. I thought I was writing a letter to my past self, and so I never got the message. So now I have my family.
Oh,
this sounds like a great Scott, Frank. We've got to go back to 1997.
Yeah, I mixed up my letters to my future self, my past self.
Oh, no.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on, it seems like these two were doomed from the start. Former bachelorette Becca Cuffrin recently opened up about why she and her ex Garrett called it quits. And she pretty much explained that their values didn't align. Interesting. Mm. According to Becca, he was insensitive to the whole George Floyd situation and what was happening in the world with Black Lives Matter.
Oh, God.
And Becca didn't agree with his views.
Wow.
Interesting. Is that like low-key just calling him a racist? What's happening?
What?
That's the one thing, you guys.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of stuff to fight about, a lot of things to disagree on, but there are times in life that we can honestly all go, yep, we can all be on the same page on that one.
Right.
So go to DishNation.com and tell us why, when you discovered your mate was a
like, if you're really in love with him, can you just be racist at home, darling?
What? No, man. Hell no.
After the break, Andrew Freud mixes it up with the stars of Mixed Dish, Mark Paul Gosselaar and Tika Sumpter. So, come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. My guests today are celebrating season 2 of Mixed Dish on ABC. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tika, what did you think of my intro? I haven't had coffee yet, so.
You always make me laugh, so. You just showing up makes me laugh and smile, so.
All right, I appreciate it.
That's great.
Mark Paul, you're a bit cleaned up from the photos that I saw in this new season. You're a bit more cleaned up this season. Let's see, yeah, Mom, I see that.
Yes, my character tries to hold on to his values, but kind of, you know, sees the reward in sort of coming, you know, in lockstep with society a little bit more. Gets a job. I now have a job. I'm not just staying at home. And with that, a little bit of a cleanup here.
Yeah, I like it. A glow up, right? Don't they call it a glow up? Tika, isn't it called a glow up?
I think the kids call it a glow up.
Is that right?
What do they call it? Yeah, glow up. Yeah. You have
something
glow up
every day.
Tika, what are the best and worst parts of the 80s?
I think the worst thing about the 80s, there was a lot of drinking probably in the workplace where it shouldn't have been. There's a lot of things happening where it shouldn't have been happening. There are a lot of
seems like we're coming full circle.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
I, drink a lot on Zoom. I mean, I'll be that.
I mean, cheers. No, it's water. This is just water. Sorry. Sure. They get mad at me if I drink. Yeah. So it's water, I promise.
I was on a Zoom the other day. I had Bailey's in my coffee because I was like,
I'm done.
They don't know.
They don't know.
Now, Tika, I really want to ask you a very serious question. When you were growing up, were you more for Zach or Slater?
Oh, my.
Now, be honest.
No, I am. Zach, for sure. I mean, my fiance and I, for one Halloween, dressed up as Lisa Turtle and Zach Morris. And he already knows all this. I was Team Zach, and he knew that I was a fan when he first came, you know, he came here, and just excited that he is not an so...
Just depends, you know.
Mark, how do you feel about not being a basically? How do you feel about that?
Really got to up my game, Andrew, because I strive to be the biggest but obviously I'm not doing a great job at it.
No.
Mark, what is the biggest lesson that you have learned from Tika?
What is the biggest lesson?
The biggest lesson is that if you have a signature laugh like that, people can find you in a crowd.
Shut up.
Now, Tika, I will ask you, what have you learned? Biggest lesson you've learned from Mark Paul?
Big fat nothing.
Yeah. We're not teachers.
I think we just, you know, we're just...
And that's very evident that we're not teachers with our kids being homeschooled.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Finally, guys, take me out with, tell people when and where they can see the season premiere.
Hold on. I know it's on ABC.
Oh, January 26th. 9 to 9:30 p.m. This is so bad that we did not just have it on the top.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Gary's bestie, Gabrielle Union, might have some hot on-screen sex scenes, y'all. But her husband, D-Wade, does not want to see them at all. Mm. So Gabby told Jalen Rose on his podcast that he always asks before each episode of LA's Finest if she's naked in this one. And sometimes she'd forget. Then the whole family sit there watching, and Dwayne is like, Gabby also added that their older boys are getting murdered at school because of her sex scenes, but she said as long as her ass is still sitting, she's gonna keep on showing that thing, and y'all gonna just have to adjust.
That's right, Gabby. Right. A lot of affairs have started on the doggone set with these love scenes. Angelina Jolie. So that's a little hard. You gotta really be a secure spouse to know that that's just
right.
a scene.
Right.
I feel like I could watch it. I feel like I wouldn't, if I knew that he was a professional actor and
feel
like I could watch it. Like, it wouldn't bother me.
No, ma'am.
If she started, you know what? If I see a certain look in her face that look like when a spider's hit, then I know, okay, wait, hold on. That's just too damn real. Like, wait a minute, that's the same howl that I got. Hold on.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.